You may think that thing looks human, stands on two legs, right? But we're created in the Lord's image. You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
This creature is intelligent, capable of language, of understanding emotions.
And we're back to another episode of Beyond Critics, the All Heart Podcast. How are you doing, my man?
Quote the notorious B.I.G. from Suicidal Thoughts. Quote the whole song. That's how I'm feeling right now.
I don't know the song.
I'll play it to you when we're done.
Okay. We're not going to play it for obvious reasons. we don't want to pay taxes.
Google it.
Yeah. It's been
if
a long...
If you don't know it, you probably should die.
Yeah, I should have. I probably should have.
Yeah, it's a dope song. It's a song.
Or I have heard it before and just forgot about it.
I probably should.
Yeah. So it's been a long time since we did this.
Yeah.
The final episode of the first season.
Forgot how the mics work.
Yeah, that's true. I even forgot how the mics work.
Yeah.
We got all sorts of technical problems in the last couple of weeks.
And the fucking World Cup was on too. Like that's. Time's up, baby.
Yeah, we're not gonna do an episode while watching that. No one is gonna listen to us anyway.
Not with what happened.
Ooh, full of fucking surprises.
Yeah, man, jeez.
You can say that again.
Hey.
What a fucking World Cup. Yeah, who would have thought?
Who would have thought that shit? Zero hopes, zero expectations, and you get what you get. And you get a lovely ending.
Well,
would have been a shame to see a goat leave without that kind of goal.
Where other goats left without something as well. But
we sent one home crying, dude.
Ooh.
Hey, baby boy.
He was crying tears of sadness, and I was crying tears of fucking joy. I waited 12 years for that to happen.
I started flipping off that motherfucker off in front of my whole goddamn family, too.
Dude, I kept screaming, what the fuck, for like 15 minutes.
I said another word.
Yeah, I know exactly what you said. I said it too.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby. It was fun. It was a fun month.
Yeah.
Peak entertainment.
Even remember the last time we did the episode. So it was like a lovely month because that's how long the World Cup was. But I don't even remember when the last time we posted an episode. It's been that long.
It's got to be because we delayed the posting because we recorded it before. Like it takes about a week to repost it.
Scheduled like two episodes. We had two episodes, one after the other.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that...
And we got sick.
Well, yeah, all sorts of...
You got shitty sick.
All sorts of fucked up for the past few months. A couple of months. That's why we fucked...
I got hit twice.
That's why our schedule is fucked up, because we kept getting sick.
Yeah, I got hit twice, too. I was like, wow, the second time was probably near-fucking-death experience. That shit was wild, because here's the thing. I might have fucked up myself, too, because...
You might have.
Yeah.
You definitely
listen,
did.
I'm a stupid motherfucker. I'm a stupid motherfucker.
High five, my man.
And
I gotta join you on that one.
I was sick on Saturday. And what I assume got me sick was I got in the house and I got out and I was sweaty. And I got up because I had to do it. And you know the weather here is fucking
stupid.
Trash.
Yeah.
Trash
shit.
Weather.
Shit. Basically, yeah.
And it would get cold and then you get hot and you get cold and then it hot again. And I guess that change in temperature fucked up my already... allergic body. I don't know if you can hear my voice. My nose is blocked. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So I got sick the first time because of that. And a normal human being would sit at home and be like, I don't feel that well. My stupid ass woke up on Sunday morning and went out to play American football.
So that's what I said.
And I played it in shorts and in like t-shirt. And like it was like fucking 11 degrees. Or like
ooh,
some shit like
that. I remember that day.
And I was fucking sweaty as fuck. And I got hit. And in the middle of training, I just felt my body go. I fucking shut down. And I was like in the middle of catching a ball.
Ooh.
I just felt like fucking. I caught the ball. Thankfully, it didn't hit me in the fucking face.
Okay.
But right after it, I just felt like switch. Boom. You're down. Can't do anything anymore. I just sat the fuck down, put on my clothes. But I was like, too late.
I'm just gonna bleep it out.
Yeah, it was like
we're introducing the bleep from now on.
Yeah,
I ain't bleep, cutting shit.
Bleep, yeah. It was like too late. And I just got sick for the next like 3 days. My body felt like I got hit by a fucking truck. Couldn't move, couldn't do anything. I couldn't even open my eyes. So, you know, whatever I would, light would hurt, like fucking light.
Yeah.
For some reason, they got fucking light sensitive.
Yeah, that's what happened. Bullshit. Yeah.
And I started fucking, you know, he stopped crying. So I just wanted to fucking close my eyes. My head was fucking throbbing. Yeah, it was shitty. It was a shitty sickness. I hated every single. I wanted to fuck myself for getting that sickness.
God damn, my man.
That was a shitty sickness. Yeah.
All sickness is shitty.
Yeah. Went through that shit for like 4 days and I went to football training the next fucking week.
There you go.
I'm too stupid. Like when I get hurt, I just want to like do something else so it feels like balance. You know, when you were a kid, you would hit yourself in like another place so you feel like you get balanced. I still do that shit, I guess.
God damn, man. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I got fucked
shit,
too, but I'm
you
like,
got
I'm
fucked like, way worse than me. With the whole
I don't
shit.
Look, in way too many ways.
Yeah, man, that shit was fucked.
I need another podcast just to talk about how fucked up the whole thing was. Yeah. And I don't got time
fucking,
for that.
You don't need me, you need a biblical professional. That's what the fuck you need.
You need professionals like a fucking team or some shit.
Oh yeah, fucking hell, a whole fucking surgery fucking team.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Goddamn. So there you go. That's what life been like for the last few weeks. Well,
about
not a few weeks, few
about
months.
About a month.
I would say a couple of months.
The last upload was in the... Towards the end.
No, I'm not talking about the last episode. I'm just talking about how life has been for the last couple of months.
Yes, it's been fucked up. Yes, yeah.
So that's why our schedule is fucked up.
Yeah.
I was trying my best to have like the final episode by the final week, at least something before the end of 2022. So when we start 2023, new season... Introduce new.
We'll be busy the next few weeks too.
Yeah, and also paying taxes means we're gonna get busy for the next few weeks. So basically, expect episodes by middle of January, I guess, or late January, the new season. We're gonna take a break for a long time, an actual break to schedule shit and so on, to figure out some sort of schedule.
Yeah, until like everything settles down.
Yeah.
Until shit settles down, then yeah, we can kick it back again.
Trying our best to keep some sort of consistent posting schedule.
Listen, baby, the schedule is whatever we say it is, baby.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
We post, you listen. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what you do. What I do is I talk some bullshit and I go home.
And I approve the bullshit, so there you go. And I say some bullshit too, so there you go.
Man, who gives a fuck? The whole talking is bullshit. Ain't nobody out here talking.
Maybe
like
we should call
fans.
Beyond the bullshit of the podcast. Maybe that's what we should call our show. Not Beyond Credits.
Beyond
Bullshit.
but no platform
will support the word bullshit. I actually have a funny story with the word bullshit. I'm going to tell you afterwards.
Call it Beyond Vegan Bullshit. I'm sure they'll approve that.
They're not going to even approve that. They're going to say no. If you said bullshit on its own, you might be safe to go. If you like, you know, put like some asterisks or some shit on one of the letters. But if you say vegan bullshit, you're going to say no. No, don't touch that. That's one of the things that you can't touch.
Isn't all bullshit vegan bullshit?
Well, not from my understanding.
Because, like, look, consider, like, if it's shit coming from a cow, that's vegan. That cow only ate grass.
That's man, I'm not gonna go there. We got
a lovely start for a hot steamy bullshit that's coming in a few moments.
Oh, we spent like 10 minutes not talking about anything related to our podcast.
Yes. All right. You got the season finale, boy. Season finale. Yeah. This is it. Finale of season one. Finish it up with. We wanted to have this director in the first season. Maybe not the best movie to start with it, but it's the
to
one
represent
that,
him.
But it's the Oh, obviously, yes. But it is, I guess he won an Oscar for it, so.
Dude, I'm gonna call it a beautiful movie.
Yeah, I love the fucking thing. You can't really shit. You know, before we start shitting on what we saw, I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's the GOAT. It's one of the goats. One of the goats. Guillermo del Toro, that's one of the goats.
Yeah. The dude
I fucking grew up with watching the fucking movie, so I love
his movies. I watched the other day, Pan's Labyrinth, and I'm like,
it was one of the first movies
where was this thing for this long time?
Which one?
Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth.
I'm like, whoo.
That shit was wild. That's
It was beyond my expectations. We might visit it in one of the future episodes. We might want to talk about it.
Oh yeah, surely. Yeah. Pan's Labyrinth will for sure fucking talk about that.
Yeah.
We have to. Surely.
But since we last posted, we made an episode, there's some shit happened. A lot of shit happened.
Oh yeah. Yes.
We're going to start with something positive, but also fucked up. Reminds me of a joke I made in an unreleased episode. You remember when we talked about, I said, he actually, Christopher Nolan filmed an actual black hole. You actually fell for it.
Yeah.
It's an unreleased episode. You may not get to hear it. So there, I might include a clip from it if I still have it somewhere. But there you go. There was the joke. Because, well, Christopher Nolan managed to recreate the first nuclear weapon detonation without the use of CGI. So people were like,
what the fuck?
Did he fucking blow up a nuke? And everyone was like, well, actually, you can do like a miniaturized version of it. He's good with miniatures. He's used them before and so on and so forth.
What the fuck you made a miniature nuke?
Not miniature nuke. Like, you can use... Apparently, there's like a chemical thing that you can
mix chemicals. Okay.
You can do mix of chemicals and it would produce like the mushroom cloud thing that happened with the
It would look aesthetically the same.
It would be like small scale. And, you know, because it would be miniature, so...
Without the...
Blow it up into proportions of the same thing, it's going to look big.
Without having to go to Nevada and blow some shit up.
There you go. Or the Mojave... Isn't that the Mojave Desert? I thought the Mojave Desert is where they used to drop the nukes, test them.
I'm sure they dropped some of that shit in Nevada, too. Nevada is a fucking desert. So
isn't it the same desert?
I guess
it's called the Mojave Desert.
The fuck? I don't know either. I haven't learned fucking U.S. geography.
Who gives a shit about American geography?
So fucking
well, apparently, even Americans don't give a shit about American geography.
Listen, it's
close. I said it.
It's close to fucking Mexico. That's all I know. They just blow shit up.
There you go. So he did that. Quentin Tarantino went on Howard Stern and basically shat on Marvel movies.
Yeah, he was on that shit for a while.
Then he said like something about the 80s movies being shit, like the same thing with the 50s. I gotta agree with that. I'm like, you know what? He's got a point. A lot of people say the first Top Gun movie was good, was great. And I'm like, nah, good, not great. The first Top Gun, not the last one was like great, had great moments. I was like, certain thing, even though I watched it at home, certain scenes, honestly, they were so fucking good. They had me in the moment. But the first Top Gun, I was like, it was okay. You know, nostalgia and all that shit for people who lived in the 80s.
Not me.
So I was guessing, okay, whatever. The first Top Gun movie, whatever.
But it's not something that's like you watch it and you go, oh yeah,
I'm gonna watch it again.
This is a masterpiece, right?
This was whatever.
Yeah.
And he shat on Marvel movies. And I'm linking YouTube.
Who's Scorsese?
No, Quentin Tarantino. He shat on the Marvel movies again. And I'm like, YouTube? Everyone is doing the same thing. So that's basically like the doormat. Everyone shits on them.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, right now, you can definitely. I mean, right now, Marvel people shit on Marvel right now. Like, maybe in the days of, you know, the first ones, the first movies, maybe I could see them saying...
Like, the first Iron Man movie was good.
Those were, like, these
movies. It's like... it's basically
Winter Soldier was pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Captain America Winter Soldier. That was probably one of the best ones they put out.
One of the things that I use to talk about what's a good movie and what's not is the rewatchability. Can you rewatch it?
I already watched it a few times, yes.
I didn't. I watched it, like, once and I said it was good.
It's decent. And I haven't seen it since then. For those types of movies, they're decent. But then again, it's like
talking about cinema. The whole thing.
It's I don't know, man. It's like, I guess it's the difference between buying something from your local shops and the supermarkets. They're just popping out those movies every fucking three of them or two of them every fucking year. I guess, you know, the quality has to drop at some point. And they're listen, people don't go watch more. They don't watch Marvel movies because the movies are good. They watch them because it's...
Apparently, you don't know about the fandom that considers them to be legendary.
The fandom can fucking... All of them motherfuckers. All them Harry Potter. All them fucking...
I love Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, but,
it's not something I'm going to say, oh, the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
I love the Harry Potter movies. I watched them. I watched every single one of them more times than I can count.
Me too. But I'm not going to fucking sit out there and be like, it's one of the greatest things.
Yeah.
One of the greatest stories ever told. That's fucking sure. It was like, listen.
Get realistic.
Commercial movies, you can say. Even though every movie is fucking...
It's entertaining. Yeah. You sit down. You don't get bored. There's no stupid shit going down. the typical nonsense that actually ruins a movie. There isn't any in Harry Potter movies, I would say. So that's what makes them rewatchable. So when I rewatch something and I still get entertained by it, that's a good movie.
It does its job. Like, those are like those comfort movies. Those, they're nice.
Yeah.
Whatever, rewatchable with the kids and everything. But it's, I guess you, for somebody like them, like Tarantino and Scorsese, I guess they had to make a difference between what they make and what they see. Because apparently what they see lacking in those movies is certainly more than we will see, because those guys make that shit for a living. But I guess, I don't know. I guess it's like, I'm trying to look for like some proper explanation for it, or like a proper reference. But
why would they shit on the movies?
No. I know why they're shitting on the movies. I'm just trying to put it in like a layman's terms, give it like a reference.
I'm pretty sure that no one is gonna get it, no matter how much hard work. Anyway, it's like
there is differences. Yes, for sure. There is a lot of differences. The reasons that you watch or would rewatch a Harry Potter film is very different than, you know, rewatching fucking Pulp Fiction or Interstellar.
Here's a movie that I consider,
or even the fucking The Third Man. Go back all the way to the fucking 50s and 40s, or any of Akira Kurosawa's movies. The reasons why you watch those types of movies,
it's not the same reason why you would watch.
It's not the same. I watch them,
and I don't want to hear any fucking idiot says it's a different flavor. Shut up with that.
Nah, it's not. I mean, Scorsese had his own flavor. Tarantino had his own flavor.
No, don't use the word flavor to talk about movies.
Yeah, but you know, whatever. Nah. Everyone has his own thing. But the difference between these movies and like the other ones, it's not about that. It's something more. It's, you know, I find it hard to say what it is. And even if fucking Scorsese and Tarantino can't say that, I'm not gonna fucking.
The other one called them a roller coaster ride or something like that.
Scorsese. Yeah, that's.
And people didn't understand that he's talking about something that you're just gonna sit through for like the
couple of
hours and you leave, and you're not. That's the thrill. That's it.
Yeah,
like for like 2 hours
again.
And you're done.
Yeah.
That quote can be like, you can fucking write an essay about that quote.
Yeah, because.
Like, but that's different.
They made movies about their life.
Complicated
them,
shit.
Yeah.
Actual complicated shit. Like, and they don't talk about how complicated their work is.
Yeah,
you actually see it.
You hear stories of how Scorsese made his own movies.
Here's the thing. One of the great movies that we talked about, which is Drive, it had more elements that you can talk about because of the way too many things going on at once that we couldn't even cover in the episode.
Yeah. Somehow we probably haven't even seen.
Drive. It's the simplest story ever made for a movie. It's one of the simplest stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that many characters, not many bullshit. There's no CG. There's no big budget.
He did
nothing.
This, he did that. Then he went here, they came here, and all of that.
And
bullshit.
Done. Cut. There's another one. There's Joker.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to jump 8 years forward from 2011 to 2019. Joker. Dude made one of the easiest stories to ever told.
Because
it's not complicated. There's not that many characters.
Yeah.
The story is a bit tricky to follow. Because there's a, you know, unreliable narrator. But that's the thing. It's simple. Joker is one of the greatest movies ever made. One of them. In the recent years.
Oh, yes.
Okay, look. In the recent years.
Year.
We're not talking about 100 years of cinema. Because that's a difficult conversation to have.
Oh, yes.
Because you need to have seen old movies. Because a lot of motherfuckers just watch
and
recent
and
movies
and
say, it's one, look.
And international movies.
Yeah.
Which people fucking
which is
slip out. It's movies as well, hey.
Movies. Because when you say greatest movies ever made, you're not talking about American
movies from all over the world.
Yeah, that's a difficult conversation.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon made production company. They're supposed to be doing things differently with people, the staff that work on movies to pay them off.
What is this?
Because apparently there's like a problem with streaming. Say again?
Oh, I thought it was like for some because of Me Too thing or something.
No. Ben Affleck actually got into trouble because of the Me Too movement. But Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, the best friends ever in cinema history, in America, of course, made a production company of their own to start making movies. And I actually forgot to tell you about something. Something that's going to piss you off, but we already talked about it.
And listen, I already have a lot of shit that pisses me off. What else is there?
God of War, it's been ordered as a live action TV show at Amazon. And I'm like, why?
I saw that. We talked about that last time.
Yeah. The thing is, I said Christopher Judge can actually play the character.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
The thing is the dude can't. He physically can't. And I said because of the physicality, because I didn't know that the dude was... He's ill.
He is. He's.
He's ill.
I saw it.
He had
given him the award.
Hip replacement thing. He had another back issue.
You know how I noticed it?
Do you know how I noticed it? For the guy.
Do you know how I noticed it?
Yeah.
Because he was incredibly slimmer than what he was back in 2018. In 2018, when you see him, the dude was like, I'm sure if he gave it his all, he could have been fucking Kratos.
Here's the thing. I remember him from the days of Stargate SG-1 back in the 90s, the late 90s. Teal'c, the dude was a giant.
Dude was good.
There were buff people on the show, but the dude stood.
Here's the shitty idea. It's a shitty idea. Okay, so you know he's Ghost of Sparta, right? And he has the ashes of his daughter and wife on it.
Yeah.
So if they were to cast whoever it is, even if he's,
eventually they're going to have to paint him white.
Is that a hate crime?
A question for the philosophers.
I mean, who else do you think they would... I mean...
Whoever they cast as...
I told you Triple H the other day.
Yeah, you said Triple H. I don't see him as being cast in the role.
Right now... Maybe like 5 or 6 years ago.
I don't want to see anything by Amazon, to tell you the truth.
Oh, after the whole thing.
The show, a lot of people shit on it, especially in the subreddit. Oh, haters. We talk about Tolkien for hours. A lot of the things we saw in that show is not even in the fucking spirit of what Tolkien's legendarium is.
They didn't have the right.
That. Here's the problem. The fact that they use water to blow up the mountain.
I didn't watch
it. Pissed me off.
Did you actually finish it?
Yeah, I actually did. It didn't piss me off. It was like a cringe moment. Water. Yeah, we had to take a short break. As I was saying about our OP, they did the shit with the water and some other things. Galadriel, they fucked up the Galadriel character. The actors got hate for it, which is something I'm saying it's stupid because it's the script. That's the problem. It's the show. It's Bezos fucking up the whole thing, basically. So that's like the things that pissed me off about it. And it's not the success they want to convince the people it is. Because they haven't released actual numbers of viewership.
It's trash. People have breathed.
The thing is, a lot of trash a lot of trash shows get renewed. And people watch them because a lot of people actually watch them.
I bet it was trash.
Whatever. No. Hold on. It's good. Whatever. But they didn't release the numbers of the viewership.
I bet the numbers were trash.
Well, obviously.
No, even if the movie was good, it was competing with House of the Dragon, and you could see the reaction to that on the internet.
And we get numbers for the House of the Dragons. We get numbers for the viewership. Yeah. HBO releases the numbers. Yeah.
They were proud.
Even Netflix releases the numbers of the hours of their shows.
They were proud.
How many people? Not just the number of hours watched. That's what they do. How many people?
The views.
Yeah, they didn't release that. They only released like the it's like X number of hours, like 400 million hours or something.
Trash.
I'm thinking, look, that means nothing if you don't release the number of people. Because Game of Thrones, at the end, they were getting I think the highest score was like 25 million people. That's way even more than The Sopranos. And at the end, the show was shit, but HBO released it. So have the to do the same.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be a studio that makes content, do that. Netflix doesn't make all the content. They just stream it. And they still release...
The numbers.
The numbers. The Sandman. They didn't make The Sandman. It was a joint venture with Warner Brothers and DC Vertigo thing going on. And they released the number of viewers for Sandman, I think. I think they released them. Because it took them like 3 months of back and forth before they ordered the second season. And they even said, look, the people who made The Sandman, they have the right. If we don't renew it, they can take it anywhere they want. They can take this first season, put it somewhere else, and they can continue the story. One, Amazon didn't do that. And Amazon is supposedly, Amazon Studios is the one who made ROP, Rings of Power.
There's a lot to be said about this shit.
And the fact that they're making God of War, like, it pissed me off. I didn't like it. We have Corey Barlog as executive producer. Get the fuck out of here.
So, you were just going to smear that man's name. That's what you...
No, that's supposed... You know,
I know.
Creative director of the whole thing.
They're just going to smear that man's name. I don't think they're going to pull some... Is it a series?
Yeah, live action TV series ordered at Amazon. Trash. Rafe Judkins sit as... The showrunner. Here's the thing about the showrunner. When I tried to look into his history of the shows he did before, I couldn't tell anyone.
Batgirl.
Huh?
I said, let me guess. Batgirl?
Nope.
What did he make?
Nothing that important. Nothing on our radar.
Yeah, not even Batgirl? Nothing. That shit was bad. He didn't even make Batgirl? Dang.
Which Batgirl? The recent one or the old one?
The old one was sexy.
The old one was actually decent. I don't know why a lot of people don't know about it.
The old one was sexy.
They tried their best at the time. It was 2000s. In the spirit of the 2000s, it was decent. I used to watch Buffy, so you had me there. Oh, we have people who wrote the Iron Man and Children of Men as writers. Get the fuck out of here. You're the one making it. You're the one paying for it. You're gonna make it. You're gonna make shit. End of story. Money fucks up the whole thing.
Man, stick to delivering packages.
And we're gonna talk about Black Adam again.
Why?
Ooh, Warner Brothers is like the house that keeps on giving them fucked up news. They fucked up Henry Cavill, or whatever you want to call his name is. They fucked up the dude. They made him make this huge announcement. Oh, I'm coming back as Superman. Less than 2 months later, he's not coming back as Superman. He's done being Superman. And they made the announcements in the worst possible way. You didn't hear about it? And the dude was, I don't know whether he sensed it or something, the very next day.
What about The Rock? Isn't that hold the whole on. Thing was like The Rock, bro?
I'm getting into it. And the very next day, the dude announces he's executive producing Warhammer 4000 TV show at Amazon again. But I'm guessing that's like a Warner Brothers thing because they have a...
Cavill is?
Yeah, he's making Warhammer. He's acting and executive producing. So he left The Witcher supposedly to go back to being Superman because he quit The Witcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Announcement he's coming back as Superman. Yeah, yeah. Everyone was like, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, boo, because I loved him as the fucking...
No, Jared. He's not getting neither Superman nor The Witcher, but
which
he's moving
decent.
On.
It was decent. It was a good series. I loved The Witcher.
Yeah, I love it too.
Like, it was nice.
I even have the game. I want to play the game.
I played it. 3.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I have the first one, but it needs Windows, and I don't have Windows to play it, so I only have like a PC version of the first Witcher game.
Ah, fuck that. Wild Hunt.
Yeah, so that's...
One of the greatest games I've played.
A lot of people
from 2015.
Yeah, a lot of people say swear by it, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna play it. It's not like I had anything against it. I didn't play console games at the time.
It's nice, it's beautiful, it takes time,
I tried it, it looks interesting. From like, I played like our first hour, it looks interesting. I need to finish Ragnarok.
Oh yeah, you're playing Ragnarok.
I'm almost done with it, so yeah, gotta pay taxes. Yeah. Then, The Rock. He's done being Black Adam. He's not coming back as Black Adam. There are no sequels to the movie.
Man, listen,
fucked up so bad.
There were many
stories circling around about the movie losing money.
What do you mean he fucked up?
Here's how he fucked up. He somehow pushed for an article that said that the movie actually is going to make $100 million in profit, which is fake.
Didn't lose that.
No, that's fake. I think the article went on Deadline.com. I guess he fucked up Deadline. He supposedly leaked them like numbers and shit, but all of that shit is bullshit. A lot of people in Warner Brothers came out and said, well, Warner Discovery now said, nah, none of that is true. That's delusional. That's not true. The movie is a loss. It's a net loss for us. He's gonna lose between 50 to 70 mil. That's how much money we lost on that one. Yeah, that's where he fucked up. The movie, you know, we shat on it. I watched it. Nah, whatever. CG fuckfest as usual. But for him to do that, then he released a statement yesterday saying that he's done being Black Adam. He already had a meeting with James Gunn and Peter Safran or Safran or something. I don't remember the exact name, because they're now the basically the DC. They're the ones holding DC Studios, because it's no longer DC Films. It's DC Studios now. They are the ones that are going to make DC movies. And they said they have a different plan for the next DC movies. And they want to do things differently, basically reboot the whole universe. Basically what I was talking about when you mentioned the music about why didn't they get Hans Zimmer. I said, well, they obviously they want to distance themselves as far as possible from Zack Snyder. Even though Zack Snyder and James Gunn actually started both together working on a same movie. One wrote it, the other one directed it. I think Day of the Dead or something. Supposedly they're friends. But that doesn't mean Zack Snyder is coming back to work on DC movies. He's never going to come back. And this one is doing things differently. Because he made like a couple of things that were success. He made the second Suicide Squad. He made the Peacemaker. A lot of people talking about it, saying it's good, it's good, it's good. So he decided, you know what? Let's hire you to run this shit. We have a new regime, new shit. As usually in Warner Brothers, they basically make changes every couple of years that fucks up the whole thing.
I'm so fucked up right now.
Yeah, we spent like half an hour talking about shit. We didn't even get to talk about the movie.
Yeah. I'm so fucked up right now. You know what I'm watching right now? I'm fucking watching Yellowstone.
I'm watching Kitchen Nightmares.
I'm fucking watching Yellowstone. I mean, it's alright. It's fucking Yellowstone.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah. I'm watching Kitchen Nightmares. It's Gordon Ramsay going to restaurants trying to fix them. I used to watch it a long time ago, but now I'm rewatching the episodes. And if they are on YouTube, I'm not even watching it like on proper streaming service. It's just YouTube. The full episode pops up on my feed. I'm like, I'm going to watch it. Click. That's what I do.
I'm watching it.
Yeah. It's you know exactly.
It's cool. It's high. It's not bad. So yeah, fucking.
I'm watching on something related to The Witcher. Blood Origins, I think it's called, or something. Mm-hmm. It's supposedly like a prequel or some shit.
So fucking The Fish.
Oh yeah. That's a great segue to our actual what we were supposed to be talking about.
Let's get the fucking the goddamn fish.
Fucking The Fish.
Fucking a 557 piece. Fucking the fucking.
What would he doesn't look like a salmon fish.
I don't give a fuck. He smells like a fucking salmon fish. Of a fucking.
At one part, the Giles called him. Yeah, he looks beautiful. I'm like,
who looks beautiful?
No, he does not.
Who said beautiful?
Giles.
Ah, in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie.
I thought you said some bitch said it. Looks
no. Giles, when he was looking at him, because he was against it at first, but when he was looking at him when he was driving the van, before he hit Strickland's car.
You know why?
Yeah, we know why. But I'm like thinking, no, he does not. He's a weird looking creature, that's for sure. He reminds me a lot of Guillermo de Toro's Hellboy.
The fish.
Abe.
Yeah, Abraham.
I'm like, I know it's the same actor. I know it's the same director. And even Eliza, she looked a lot like the girl from Pan's Labyrinth. I actually suspected at one point.
It's not odd.
Was that even like remotely? Is she the same actress?
Listen, it's not odd for directors to use the same people they've used in other movies.
No, it's not people. I'm talking about characters.
Even still, like, you know, it's imaginative. So he had to draw inspiration from a few things that he already worked on. So that's
there was a lawsuit against him for this one
from the Hellboy boys, right?
No, for this one, Shape of Water.
No, yeah,
plagiarism, you know, because you're talking about the creative. Someone accused him of plagiarizing their story. I think they're from someone from Europe. No, this is plagiarized. This is plagiarized. I'm thinking, if you wrote a story and no one read it, and someone turns out to make a movie that looks a bit like it,
maybe you should shut the fuck up.
That doesn't count as plagiarism. That's parallel thinking. Because it happened with the story of the Silence movie with the Scorsese. Two people wrote almost the same exact lines.
Olympus Has Fallen, White House Down.
No, it's not that. That's different. Why would they got that? That's different. One of the things that I read about the Silence movie is that two people wrote similar things, and we only found out about it because both got translated into English. One was in Japan, the other one in Mexico. They were both priests, and they wrote the exact same line for the exact same reasons in their journals. And we know about it because one got translated into English, the other one got translated in English, and people were thinking, wait a minute, is this plagiarism? You know, okay, look, this dude is in Mexico, this one is in Japan, and both of them lived how many miles apart?
A whole ocean apart.
Well, and there was no direct communication between them, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
And they still wrote the exact same thing. This is parallel thinking. This is, that means your ideas are not that special. Yeah, if two people could write the exact same thing in two fucking different languages, one in Japanese and one in Spanish.
Two different cultures.
Well, Mexico and Japan, even though it has something to do with religion, it's too fucking distant for it to be one of them plagiarizing the other. There's no direct contact. No, but today you can't publish online and someone will read it or something. It's like, look.
I honestly think fucking Del Toro is sitting there fucking reading articles and shit on fucking TV. I mean, on the fucking internet.
Short story, supposedly.
Come on. That man has way better.
No, I don't know where that if there was actually a lawsuit.
And he would risk it. He would, you know, people who have some sort of understanding, they would risk make something that looks
similar. They would give the credits, they would buy the rights, they would do all sorts of things. You're talking about someone who's making millions of dollars.
I'm sure he could appoint someone to buy you. How much would this motherfucker sell his story? Fucking 10G? Is that it?
Yeah.
10K? That's it? 20K? 30K?
Well, there you go.
Do you think fucking Del Toro, who spent millions of fucking dollars on production, do you think fucking 20, 30K for rights is going to stop?
The way he made the robot, the mecha fighting movie with the monsters coming from outer space. What's it called?
I don't fucking
He made it. Guillermo del Toro made the first one.
Pacific Rim.
Yeah. The way he made that one with the careful...
Beautiful.
And attention to detail for how to create those things and so on.
Beautiful.
It's like...
He always somehow get great actors.
And he manages to make these movies that are something that are related to a lot of things in the world. Would he really, like you said, risk just copying someone else's work? Get the fuck out of here.
No, it's not even risk. Just like, he can buy it.
Well, that's the
How
thing.
How much is the right
The
for
dude
that?
Cares about his shit. Not He's not gonna right. copy.
He can give you
plagiarize.
He can give you enough money where you say, I won't even take royalties off of it. You can just have it. Done deal. Sold. Gone. No, I don't even want my name to be said. It could give you 50 J's. What the fuck is 50K is to somebody who's willing to put $5-10 million in a production of a movie?
This one cost them 20 million.
There you go.
I was fucking surprised.
What the fuck is 20 compared to 50?
Compared to the production,
even 100.
Look, when you look at the movie, you think it was cost. At least would have costed them like 100 million. Wouldn't you say about this one, Shape of Water?
Not 100. There's CGI. There's great fucking amazing production design.
Well, that's the thing. That amazing production design, it costs money.
Yeah, but not 100. Not 100 million.
Because I was surprised
How
by
much
some...
How money it made?
200 million.
Yeah, so they would go
half?
No, here's the thing. I'm talking about the budget.
Yeah, but still, like, I know. Like,
no, it looks like it was 100.
Oh, yeah, sure. It looks like it. But I don't think any
but
production...
But for them to make even it for the fifth of the... For the fifth of what you think it would have cost.
Yeah.
That's some skill right there.
They doubled their money 10 times, but 20 million?
That's some skill right there.
It's fucking Guillermo del Toro for
That's skill.
Guillermo del Toro for You have to give props when props is due. You know, even if you're shitting on the fucking the fish thing, but, you know, jokes aside, you gotta make the joke. You gotta fucking...
It's right in your face. We can't
ignore it. Fucking in your face. Literally, in your fucking face. That shit was wild, dog.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, bro.
From the first frame, you know exactly what you're gonna get. You don't know exactly what you're gonna get, but you're gonna get some fucking in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, way to go to make the most fucking uncomfortable bitch I've ever seen in my fucking life. He managed to make a woman look like a fucking 22-year-old boy. Just fucking jerking off in their fucking shitty-looking apartment. Fucking,
That scene was well made.
Yeah. You fucking...
And I'm not like, honestly, it's the fact that they have her submerged in water, because that's storytelling, to have her submerged in water for the very first frame, submerged in water, dreaming, then getting in a bathtub with running water, submerged with this gut and what later looks like gills on the side of her neck, which was weird, but at the end...
The ending is... Shaky.
But at the end, I'm gonna call it a fairy tale.
It's an adult fairy tale.
Well, fairy tales used to be for adults.
This
it's not for kids.
This is an adult fairy tale.
Adult in the terms of today, which is 18 years old.
Hey, can you consider this bestiality?
What do you mean?
Because she's fucking a humanoid. It's a fish that looks like a human.
Well,
bitch,
that's actually her nature.
Girl how it was
actually,
fucking
her
thing
nature, was. Her nature in the movie, with the ending, actually presents a question. Is she human?
Okay, stop with them silly questions. This bitch
no, like,
is
what do you mean?
She looks human.
She looks human, but is she?
She is.
Well, gills. She can breathe underwater.
Nah, but I think a better explanation for that would be it's her fantasy. Maybe she fucking died. The bitch got shot.
So because the story is not told from her perspective.
Yeah, but still.
Which presents the question of what actually happened to her.
It could be just like, you know, you said it's a fantasy. You never know. It could be just a dream, for all that you know.
Well, sucks to be a dream.
It's some shit you would dream of. After you smoke weed, that's what
it has some like dream qualities in the opening scenes. It was too dark, and you don't understand why it's dark.
And why
until later
why would
on?
A tidy person live in a shitty apartment?
Basically, because she can't afford anything else.
Yeah, sure. This bitch can't afford paint.
Yeah.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
Paint.
Yeah. Shit costs money, my man.
Oh, whether she can afford to masturbate.
Dude, masturbation is free.
She can afford. Oh, wait. I'm gonna fuck you up with this one. She can afford the water bill.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. She can't afford paint, but she can afford the water bill for submerging
paint?
A whole fucking apartment.
Ah, well, that at that point, all bets
are
off.
Fuck out of here with that.
At that point, all bets are off. But at the start, yeah. Look, she only ate eggs, my man. She couldn't even afford meat.
Nobody could afford meat.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There was
look at the size of the sandwich she was eating.
Yeah, but she's a fucking janitor. She's like a cleaning woman.
Well,
which also is stupid. Like, you have these cleaning people there. I mean, it makes sense that she's fucking deaf or mute.
Mute, not deaf.
And she's working in a high, like, top
security.
Yeah,
supposedly.
She lives in some slum in fucking fuck whatever the fuck city that is. That's weird, man.
That's the fairy tale element of it. You gotta have a poor person getting like
they're
this magnificent prize at the end.
They're having a humanoid so they can go to space. I guess it's a nice silly thing, but because the whole reason behind them having that creature there was like hoping to figure out somehow something that can help them get to space, to the moon before the Soviets. That's why that spy.
Yeah, that's the explanation Strickland gave, I think.
That's why the spy was in there at the beginning, which was, I don't know.
I don't know why the twist exists. Why that twist? I didn't understand it.
And then it meant nothing. You know why? Because the spy didn't have that much of a role in the movie that to the point where they revealed he was a spy.
I mean, he didn't reveal he was a spy, but he said, my name is Dimitri. The two girls. Octavia Spencer, my man. Do you remember her from The Help? I gotta say this.
Yeah.
That scene with the pie. Holy shit, I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
She's a great actress. Octavia Spencer is a great actress, hands down.
Yeah, well, fuck yes.
She spent, like, her nagging is so fucking beautiful to listen to.
She's amazing. The actors in this movie were fucking dope. They were very nice. Fucking Michael, what's his name?
Michael Shannon.
Yeah,
the dude knows how to make a fucked up fucking scene.
That guy is
a scene where he's fucking, it makes it look like fucking uncomfortable. He knows how to pull that off.
Yeah, when he was torturing the fucking fish.
It's
everything.
Not even torturing the fish. Nice. When he was supposedly with his wife. He did like the similar scene in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Dude, you're so fucking good at that. We need a prize for people who do this. Yeah. Need to give you an award for pulling this shit. 6 years apart or 7 years apart or how fucking long it took you to do
he
both.
Had you know he managed to get some good acting.
Yeah.
Good acting. Even when she was with the fucking main actress, I don't know what the fuck her name is.
Who?
You know,
Eliza,
the bitch who got fucked before was fucking a fish. I don't know her name.
Sally Hawkins,
whatever the fuck the bitch is. When she was like delivering her lines in sign language and explaining shit to the guy who was with her, the gay guy, what's his name?
Giles.
What a fucking close-up name. Giles. That's fucking original. Could have called him James or some shit.
Something actually we would
Giles remember. In the 60s? Giles?
I'm thinking because he's old, he comes from a generation where Giles...
In the fucking 30s, 40s?
I'm thinking that's his last name, not his first name.
All right. But when she was like explaining to him the shit, she was...
When she told him to repeat after me.
No, she was talking to him about the creature.
Well, she told him to repeat after me, and she gave him the signs, and the other one kept voicing them out. He said he has a mouth like I do.
Yeah. I watched that shit twice. I'm forgetting scenes. But when she was like truly expressed, and she was, you know, it was you could feel she was doing a great work.
No, she did a good job in this one.
That was a nice one.
For someone who doesn't get to use her voice to act, she uses a sign language.
She's done pretty well.
Acting with her, just her face, her posture, her movements, and so on, she did good.
Acting was on point.
Yeah.
Acting was on point.
Which presents the question why people get shit from, why actors do good in some movies and do shit in others. Like, how does that happen? Why does it work?
Could be a lot of things. It's the same way why a great football team could win a game, win the championship, and then go on to lose to some minor team.
Or score a hat trick and still lose the World Cup.
Anyway. You never know. Like, it's just, you could say it's the way the director works. You could say the script. You could say the whole thing, the production, you could say.
Because how can you tell? Like,
the quality of the other actors around them. You never, I guess that's a lot of factors.
Yeah. I guess it's a rhetorical question.
You could make it like that.
Well, so what do you think of Michael Stuhlbarg, Hofstetler, Dimitri?
He was also
in Boardwalk Empire, by the way.
Yeah. By the time they reveal, I mean, his acting is good.
Yeah.
But by the time they revealed like he was a Russian spy,
his acting was one dimensional.
He didn't have enough time. Like, I didn't fucking see
The butter cake scene was like weird. I'm like, they came in to shoot you in your own apartment? If these fuckers are spies and they're...
And they give you a syringe to fucking stick it in a goddamn fish?
No, it's not that. It's, if they were coming in to fucking kill you, will they actually show up to your apartment when they ask you, like you were saying earlier? Do meet us in the butt fuck out of nowhere and shoot him there.
It's the 60s. You could shoot somebody in the street and they wouldn't find out who did it.
Well, I guess because he's a high-profile employee of the government. And he can't just shoot him anywhere.
Would have been worse if they found him with a fucking bullet in his head in his goddamn house.
If they did find him it would take time for the traces to disappear. Where did he go? Who did he meet? People would forget. People's memories.
I don't think that fucking facility, whatever the fuck it is, I don't think the fucking facility would even fucking get to that point. Because there's the security in that goddamn facility is trash. Stupid. This bitch was out there dancing with a motherfucker. With a fucking, like, touching the glass and shit. And just fucking be like, she... You're
maybe
supposed
because
to have,
she's the help. She's the cleaner.
Brother, do you honestly think the fucking cleaners that live in fucking nowhere, Brooklyn... come and clean high top fucking security like places? No, they have specific teams of scientists whose job is to know how to clean shit up to that point. Even back then, you think bitches were out there cleaning the fucking...
You're going hardcore with bitch today.
Yeah.
You're going extra hardcore. I know there's way too many bitches.
Fuck these bitches. Do you think that some random bitch was out there cleaning the fucking ground while fucking Oppenheimer was making the fucking nuke?
This was post the nuke.
Brother, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put it in a certain thing.
Still, brother.
Think about it.
Bitches won't fuck. Wow, this doesn't fucking feel right. You have a creature that you think is one of the, you know, you have a fucking humanoid there. You don't understand this creature. You don't know this creature. You're trying to get as much information about it. You want to keep it a top security clearance. People say there's aliens in Area 51. I don't know any motherfucker who went, like, yeah, I was there. And there's this janitor. She's my wife. She also cleaned the fucking things. And she gave the alien a fucking reach around. She knows where the alien is. She cleans the fucking bathroom.
Oh, man.
Bitch, fuck out of here. That premise was stupid. If she worked there as like a fucking assistant or somebody who could be there for some shit, maybe.
You know, here's the thing.
But a janitor.
When you see that, the meeting Strickland had with the general, the secretary was there and she got to witness him being basically bullied / embarrassed / slapped on the face when he was talking to the general. And he told the other one, told him, a man has a decency not to fuck up. The other kind of decency, it's an export. We sell it because it has no value. She saw the other one being told, you either clean this shit or you're going to get fucked up. Because you're going to be in an alternative universe and you're going to be fucked out of existence. Because that was that scene was about Strickland with the General Hoyt. The secretary was there. She was watching the whole thing. There was not even a glass separating the two. Yeah. So he wouldn't listen. She wouldn't listen to what was being said.
If the reason, if the excuse which is she's mute. I mean, still.
No, the secretary is not mute.
Oh, yeah, I'm
talking about the secretary. I'm not talking about Eliza.
Yeah.
Eliza is different.
No, but still, like if the reason why she's able to see all that shit is because she's mute and she's not going to say or talk about what's
going on. That's not that. You can't have a mute secretary. The whole point of a secretary is a mediator. No, I'm talking
about the fucking the actress, the fucking main character. Or
the main character, the main character, I think, the only reason to have her mute is to make her be human, shown like a human minus something less, which makes her lovable.
Fucking brain.
Well, these are the 60s.
In a fucking man, that's finding the goddamn shit.
Well, that's the thing. She couldn't find any. No, everyone would look at her and see that she's mute. She's mute, and no one.
Brother, I know a 1,000 men who would love to date a mute woman.
Well, at the time, America,
especially at the time.
Especially the TV was showing the whole riot scene at the universities at the time back then. The civil rights movement was in uproar. Even the scene in the restaurant where the two, you know, the husband and the wife, they were black, they walked in, and the other one was like, you can't sit, order in, order takeout and leave. You can't sit at the counter. They were like, empty counters. No, you can't sit. You know, racism and so on. Which is, I guess they only had that thing because to emphasize, look, these are the 60s America. We're not talking about modern America.
Sure.
That's all I'm going to say. The premise, fairy tale. It only makes sense. Fairy tale. I guess that moves, you're going to move us to the point where you're going to talk about how she fucked the fish.
Yeah, she fucked the fish.
The scene where she was explaining it to Octavia Spencer's character.
I fucking skipped through that fucking scene. I didn't watch that shit.
What do you mean?
I didn't watch when they were fucking. I just fucking skipped through it. I saw her.
No one saw it. There's no scene where they were fucking. But she was talking.
I skipped it way before they fucking even, she got naked. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not seeing this. I sense that shit coming through miles away.
No, they didn't show it.
I know they didn't fucking show it. I said before they showed her fucking ass taking the goddamn clothes off. I just skipped. I didn't even see her taking her clothes off.
Okay. When she was explaining it to Octavia Spencer, because the other one said, how?
Yeah, she's still, her hand, yeah.
Oh, you can never trust a man. And I'm like, that line delivery right there?
A man.
Look, I'm talking about the acting here. I'm not talking about anything else. Octavia Spencer, great actress.
Good luck eating the fucking fish fillet after this.
I'm the only one who's gonna understand.
Bitch fucked up my god. I'm not eating sardines for a goddamn one.
I don't eat fish. I thought you were allergic to fish.
I'm allergic to shellfish.
You're not allergic to fish.
I'm not allergic to the cheap shit. I'm allergic to the high-end shit.
Well, kind of like me though. I'm allergic to the expensive shit. Weird shit. Not the cheap stuff. I guess thank God. Can't even afford that shit.
I don't fucking eat shrimp. Can't eat shrimp.
Actually, I can.
You can eat shrimp?
Yeah, I can.
I don't understand why people fucking eat shrimp. It's not just because I'm fucking allergic to it, but it's like,
I guess you can't fuck it?
It's a fucking bug.
Well,
it's like a sea bug.
Well,
or a fucking octopus.
No, octopus is slimy. I have issues with that.
Fucking what? Why? Why would you need that? You just eat like normal shit that walks on four legs or like a fish. You know what happened to good
anything old Sam? That doesn't walk on two.
And it hasn't had. It doesn't fucking.
What do you think?
Whatever, man.
Here's the thing.
Gonna be derail.
What do you think the title is about? Like the shape of water. The movie is about water. Water is a lot. There's a lot of things about water in this movie.
Yeah, I guess because when she first, when she first saw that little tube or like the compartment that had a fucking creature inside of it, the fish.
Yeah.
I guess at first she didn't see him. She didn't see it. She just
saw the hand.
She saw the hands. She saw movements in the water.
She heard.
Where he was making sounds.
So I believe that. I guess that's what they mean with the shape of water, since she's a water creature. That's his shape. I don't know.
Because the shape of water, and you see her, you know, the opening scene in a dreamy looking thing when she's dreaming.
Slightly autistic.
Then fucking butt naked in the bathtub, masturbating.
She was cleaning something in the first scene.
The opening scene of the movie, she was asleep.
No, before, after the sleep. Like when she was sitting in the middle of her
living. There's a scene where she was cleaning the bathtub. There is a scene when she was cleaning the bathtub.
I don't know. That,
no, but the first scene,
first
the water,
first like energy I got from her, I was like, autism in this.
She's a bit off. That's the thing when I meant earlier by with her. Can we really say she's human? Because she looks like a human. I said, yes, but is she human? Because at the end, when she changed her form, is that next level fantasy? Or is it something that actually happened? Or is it guile?
I'm sure.
Just basically hopeful, wishful thinking that she actually lived underwater. Because that's the only way to live underwater.
Didn't
you need gills.
Did the hair thing?
Said he was revered as a god in South America, and he managed to do some shit.
Maybe
he cured himself when he, you know, when he did the thing on his chest, when the bullet wounds and stuff. Yeah, he did some supernatural stuff. That's the fairy tale element of it. A lot of things in this one are fairy tale. But I'm talking about like the opening scene, there's water. She's submerged underwater and she's dreaming. Then it transitions to her asleep in the same, basically dressed the same way with the eye thing on and everything. She wakes up. So you can even see the same clock. Then she goes about her daily morning routine, and we see her submerged in water, masturbating. And every time we see her submerged in water, she's doing just that.
Weird.
Then we see the creature submerged in water, and every time he's out of the water, he's weak. So what do you make of that?
I don't know. Some weird shit, bro.
Well, it's because at the end it ties it up. He basically tries to rescue her life, or what we think has happened, by taking her to the water. He's home, and they had sex submerged in water. Because the movie is called Shape of Water, so we gotta make something out of that.
I don't know what you always say, the shape of his fucking penis? I don't fucking know.
Dude, who's talking about penises?
What a good fucking... She is, that's for sure.
Well, she talked about it. That scene was fucking funny.
Yeah, what the fuck? I don't know, it's weird, man.
But it's funny because of Octavia Spencer's character.
Yeah. She's
yeah, Zelda.
I don't know, man. It's weird, brother. It's a weird thing. It's a weird.
This is a tough movie to talk about.
It's a fucking movie, man.
It's tough to talk about. I realized this yesterday when I was watching it again. I'm thinking it's gonna be tough to talk about this one. It's not gonna be easy.
I'll talk.
And
about
it's not tough because
beauty,
it's that
production. Like, it's all wonderful.
No, not that. It's what we usually do. What we usually do.
When we talk about it.
This one is gonna be tough to talk about because there's a lot of things. And there's not enough things in the area where we talk about what we talk about. Because what? The subconscious elements of it? Is Carl Jung involved here? Yeah, sure. But I'm pretty sure someone else has already made the connection somewhere. There's probably a YouTube video somewhere floated around about someone who's using Carl Jung to talk about this one. Archetypes and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Any idiot who read...
Bunch of misfits, like a bunch of...
Anyone who read the Archetypes book and made a video about it.
Yeah.
Or wrote an essay or whatever. But for us to do what we do, this one is a tough one.
Yeah, it's a
I hate to say boiling down to this. This movie is about this.
You can't do that really with
anyone. No, people do that. That's not what we do. So what we do is it's tough.
With this one, yes.
Water is shapeless. To say the shape of water and to present two characters, two people, well, one person, supposedly a person with weird history, and you have these characters around her that are loving and caring for her, and she is shown to be caring because the way she handles and the way they establishes connection with the creature. Okay, that's basically 101 on how to win a creature to your side. You give it food. Anything that's not human, that's how you win it. And even humans. If you feed a human, you win the person's trust.
Well, she gave him some fish.
And later on, there's a connection forms and so on and so forth. But the shape of water, the movie is about water. The underlying assumption here is that the movie is about water. It's not about any of them. That's what I'm thinking.
You could be fucking thinking wrong.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And I'm thinking about this some weird ass shit. Where this bitch out here fucking a fish.
Well, there's that too. There's no argument there.
It's such a ludicrous thing to see or to even consider that it fucking eclipses a lot of the other good elements about
it. Like I said, it flips the whole mermaid thing.
Upside down?
Yeah. It shifts it from being men, being fantasizing about mermaids. Even though mermaids were supposed to be scary, not sexy.
They're supposed to be looking like fucking, what's her name? The Disney princess. They're supposed to be half human. They're supposed to look beautiful.
No, I'm talking about the 1800s. When the people were...
Yeah,
they're supposed to be eating. Like, the kinds of mermaids that you would early view of mermaids in Pirates of the Caribbean movie. They're supposed to be fucking fierce.
Yeah.
Not cute and so on and so forth.
Male fantasy, how males view, we view them as half.
No, what happened later?
I fucking know, dude, but I'm saying like we view them as half women. This bitch is fucking a full size bitch, a full size fish. It's just weird. It's just, I guess it just eclipsed a lot of the other shit, man.
What do you mean eclipsed the other shit?
The other good elements about the movie. The production, the way it looks, the good acting in the movie. What do you mean eclipsed?
Why would you say eclipsed?
Because when you talk about it, you're always going to be like, ah, it's the movie where the fish, when the woman fucked the fish.
But that doesn't weaken it.
I'm not saying it weakens it.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that it takes a huge, like, that's the first thing you think about it. You don't go like, oh yeah, Shape of Water. That's an amazing fucking movie. That's like Birdman. That's like Whiplash. It's like one of the great movies. You're just like, yes, that's the movie. It's like, that's the movie where the bitch fucked the fish.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to ask you this. What do you think when I say Shape of Water?
Why is it called Shape of Water?
Fuck off. You don't think about that.
Honestly, that's... I'm going to ask the question because I kept thinking about it now.
When I first talked to you, you were like, fucking a fish.
Yeah, we joked about it. I said, that's there.
But it's not just there. It's not the main thing.
It's not the main thing. Because a lot of shit happened.
Honestly, it's the main thing. Honestly, it became the main. Because of how fucking ludicrous it is. Do you get my point?
Yeah, I know. I get your point, but... You know, because you say it's the only thing you're going to think about about the movie.
I'm saying it's the top thing. After I think about her fucking a fish, I'm going to be like, yeah. And also, the fucking production design of that goddamn thing. The fucking beautiful CGI.
It's basically the first thing we said. Fucking a fish. Then we moved on to talk about the production design and how much the movie cost.
Even though I didn't see the scene, but it looked pretty nice.
There was no fucking scene. That's the thing.
No, but like with the water submerging and her getting in.
The first time I watched this one, when they were showing her going into the bathtub, I was like, is Guillermo del Toro really going to do like a female nudity? Like, is he gonna do that? When he did it, I was like, wait, what the fuck is he setting up us to? That's like the first, when I first watched it, when it was released.
You don't see a lot of nudity in this one.
What's going on here? What is he doing? You know what? You know exactly why they do female nudity in movies.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's obvious. Move on. You can either like it or dislike it or fucking accept it or whatever the fuck your case is. Move on. Talking about to the listener. But for Guillermo del Toro to do it, what is he sitting up to? Okay, we get it. By the end of the movie, we get it. Like the connection with water, what she's doing, she's lonely, so on and so forth. Okay, establishing character is building the character. Moving on. Then you get to the part where she fucks a fish.
There you go.
Where she actually fantasizes about fucking a fish and then she fucks a fish. But that's like this ingenuous thing to say about the creature because he's more than a fish. That's the thing. The dude is more, even though he ate a cat. And I'm gonna, you know, on a personal level, I'm gonna disagree with that thing where Gaia says, he ate Pandora, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's fucking not. If anyone hurts my cat, I'm gonna shoot his ass.
You don't have a fucking gun, so.
Well, I'm gonna figure something out.
And we don't have fish people walking around.
Well,
and
if there were fish people walking around and one of them ate my cat, he's going down.
And third of all, your cat is too fucking... That cat is not going outside.
Yeah, obviously.
That cat.
But the thing is that...
For a dog to bite her ass. And
the creature...
You live in a city where dogs are fucking high all the time. These motherfucking dogs
are here. No, not even dog. Like creature.
They don't even bite.
Because the creature ate the cat inside the house.
No, it's a fucking fish. Out. It's not a human. Of course it's going to eat cats. And this bitch fucked the fish who eats cats. It's supposed to be the other way around.
She fucked him before he ate a cat. No.
I don't know the chronology and the fucking chronology.
I don't remember that either.
When the fucking was and what.
Which one happened first? I don't remember it.
I guess you can say he ate the pussy twice.
And with that, we're going to conclude our episode today of the All Heart Podcast.
I told him to come up with a fucking line.
That's the season. I know. That's why I'm ending the episode right now.
Double penetration, baby. Let's go.
Dude! And. Well,
it's a fun movie, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
It's
a beautiful
movie. I'm not watching it again, but it's beautiful.
It's not the sort of movie that I would go back to.
Yes, yes, yeah. Maybe if you know something, I'm not going to say this. I'll stop.
Then you can say it later. Oh, after we're off.
Obviously.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
The fuck was that laugh?
Dude, after the shit that I've been through over the past 2 weeks, I get to do whatever the fuck I want.
Man, and I'll fucking bully you for it.
I don't give a shit. I don't have a skin. My skin is thick. I don't have it anymore.
That's the noise that cat made before he got ate.
I don't care. I genuinely don't.
Here's another question. She was fucking underwater.
Anyway, moving on.
Now,
this is basically
the questions I need to talk about in this goddamn podcast.
We're finishing off season one.
Yes.
With The Shape of Water. This has been a fun ride. A bumpy one.
A fun series of movies. And we wanted to have a Guillermo del Toro film. Not the greatest one to talk about the way we usually talk about shit, but it's a fun movie. It's a different thing, I guess we do. I guess it's a fitting movie after the shit we've been through. It's a fitting movie to talk about.
Yeah. Very fitting.
And it's a season finale, and you know, we'll see what we'll do in season two.
Season two, we're gonna try to do something different.
Oh yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. It'll be a different sort of a structure to the thing.
Yeah, we haven't figured it out yet, so that's where the break gonna come in. We're gonna figure shit out. We're gonna try to do some stuff.
Because if we do the thing we tried to do before, that was different.
Oh no, not even talking about that. I'm talking about like the general atmosphere of the episode.
Well, yeah, well, the structure.
There's gonna be some shit. There's gonna be.
Even though we don't have any fucking structure.
Well, we actually do. It's just it's not fixed.
Yeah.
The structure shifts, moves with the type of movie that we're talking about. Like we started with The Batman and we're ending with The Shape of Water, and the movie choices did not really reconnect with each other one after the other. There were no themes, we just basically went.
Movies we like.
The movies we want to talk about and we liked and so on and so forth. Every single time there's a reason why.
Or we want to shit on. Movies we like or want to shit on.
Or the movies. I was going to say the movies that deserve to be shat on.
Yeah. There is still plenty of movies that deserve to be shat on.
No, that one comes on top.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I recently watched My Policeman. I recently watched Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh.
That's a fucking beautiful movie. There's a murder mystery. There's a coming of age part. There's like this interwoven story. There's like, and I could tell what the ending was by the half of it, but it's the kind of movie that it's not a thriller, but also not, you know, slow like My Policeman. Both of them were decent. My Policeman was a bit shallow at some parts, some characterization issues. But Where the Crawdads Sing, that was a fucking beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Which was a nice surprise. I didn't. It wasn't even on my radar. But I watched it, and it's a fucking beautiful movie. Opposite to the shit that was Ophelia.
I need to develop my stuff.
That's where we are. Hopefully, you'll hear from us in season two of Beyond Credits. Until then, do it again. You can find us on anchor.fm/beyondcredits and follow us on instagram.com/beyondcredits. You can find the episodes everywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so on and so forth. Until next time.
Catch you later, homeboys.
And girls.